USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Americans will have to deal with issues at airports once again today due to severe weather. FlightAware reporting over 4,200 flight delays and 1,300 cancellations in the U.S. Northeast airports, including Newark Liberty, LaGuardia, JFK, and Boston's Logan International, are particularly affected. A leaked audio recording of a 2021 meeting reveals former President Trump discussing undisclosed documents he did not declassify.
This was done by the military, given to me. I think we can probably, right?
I don't know. We'll have to see. Yeah, we'll have to try to figure out.
See, as president, I could have declassified.
Yeah.
Now I can't.
CNN obtained the two-minute tape in the conversation with a staffer in New Jersey. Post-presidency, Trump suggests that he possesses a Pentagon document containing plans for an attack on Iran, referring to them as these papers. The Supreme Court released important rulings today, but more significant decisions are yet to come. It ruled against Republicans in North Carolina regarding congressional district maps, leaving the decision to local courts. The court also addressed online harassment prosecution and overturned a stalking conviction. Pending rulings on the legality of President Biden's college loan forgiveness and the use of affirmative action in college admissions are still coming. The White House is trying to get its message across to voters that President Biden's economic policies are working. Principal Deputy Press Secretary Olivia Dalton.
Our economy has recovered faster than any major economy in the entire world, and that's happening because of President Biden's leadership.
Dalton pointed out the declining inflation and the unemployment rate below 4%. The CDC's outgoing director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, is warning that America is unprepared for future pandemics. In an op-ed for the New York Times ahead of her departure on Friday, she emphasized the shortage of approximately 80,000 public health workers needed to meet basic health requirements. This is USA News.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Consumer confidence has reached its highest level in 18 months, with the Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index rising over 7 points in June. However, the survey indicates a decrease in the number of individuals planning to make significant purchases like cars or homes within the next 6 months. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy raised doubts about whether former President Trump is the optimal candidate to challenge President Biden in 2024.
The question is he the strongest to win the election? I don't know that answer, but can anybody beat Biden? Yeah, anybody can beat Biden.
McCarthy, in an interview on CNBC, former President Trump's allies are criticizing Speaker McCarthy's comments. Several failures reportedly led to the suicide of disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein in a New York City jail.
The late New York City millionaire hanged himself in a Manhattan jail cell in 2019 while awaiting trial on sex trafficking charges. A report from the Justice Department claims negligence, misconduct, and job performance at New York's Metropolitan Correctional Center allowed Epstein to carry out his death. Epstein was under watch but was allowed to have extra blankets and clothes in his cell, with prosecutors alleging the workers in charge of checking in on him had been sleeping or shopping online. The report rejects claims that foul play led to Epstein's death. I'm Natalie Migliori, New York.
The American Red Cross is asking for assistance due to a decrease in blood donations, specifically targeting individuals with type B negative or O negative blood. The organization is offering a $10 gift card to individuals who donate by June 30th. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.